when it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
No, casting back our minds to October and Storm Babette and that those cataclysmic events we saw in East Cork and especially around Middleton, we'll never forget it. The people of Middleton certainly haven't. I know they're trying to keep the pressure on the government, on flood protection, on taking action to ensure that this does not happen again. There will be a protest on May 18th in Middleton, and Caroline Leahy is the secretary of the Middleton and East Cork Flood Protection Group. Good morning, Caroline.
Good morning, Joe. Thank you for talking to me this morning.
Well, it's good to have you because, you know, people remember that, of course, and also people will be thinking about the future because where are we now with what was promised and what is actually happening?
Well, I suppose to go back in time to the last flooding in Middleton, it was around 2015, and they'd started plans for flood protection at that stage. It seems very little was done on the ground since then. So following 2023, we were told that the planning permissions for the flood scheme would be submitted in around the end of 2025, quarter four 2025. And from a recent comment from the Minister for the OPW, Kieran O'Donnell, he has said that could be 25, 26 at this stage. So there's already been pushbacks on that. And of course, once the planning goes in, you know, they're open to objections and whatnot. So we are minimum 10 years off of getting any sort of flood protection down here on the ground. Yeah.
You know, this is something that comes up in Cork over and over again. And I wonder about this sometimes. I wonder, is it just Cork people don't make, on issues like this and other issues, similar issues, do we not make enough noise? Do we not pressure our local politicians, our TDs and the government enough? Do we need to keep the pressure on? And is that what the protest on May 18th is about?
Absolutely. I think we probably are all a little bit guilty of that, but of not shouting loud enough when we need something done. And I suppose I know myself after seeing the 2015 floods, I kind of sat back and thought I wasn't impacted in that flooding. But I kind of sat back and thought, well, you know, they have to do something now. They can't possibly leave people live like this, you know, and you have a bit of trust in the authorities that they're going to step up to the plate and look after vulnerable people. And unfortunately, that wasn't done. So I suppose at this stage, the devastation we had, there was a really, really serious risk to life. We had so many stories of near misses. And we are really at risk of fatalities. The level of water we had and the speed of it was just phenomenal. So we're just in a position now we can't sit back and wait.
Tell us about your own story, Caroline, because you were one of the hundreds of people affected. What happened on the morning?
So I was in work in the city and my partner was at home in the house. He'd just gone for a walk actually and come back. Everything was fine. He'd spotted a house up the road from us, had started to flood. So he came home to throw on his wellies and go and help him move his stuff. This had been kind of outside of our estate. And by the time he got up the stairs and put on his wellies and wet gear, came back down, the water was coming into our door. Yeah. So within 15 minutes, we had 3 foot of water in the house. The entire downstairs just decimated, gone in 15 minutes.
That was the thing about these floods in particular. You know, people have this image of you're sitting, you know, on the wall of your garden and you're looking at the water slowly rising, creeping towards the house, slowly coming up and you're going, oh my God, I think we're going to have a problem. It wasn't like that at all, was it? This was within minutes. And I remember seeing videos of a retaining wall in one of the estates down there that just collapsed and you had a tsunami going through the estate. Was it like that for you guys? Did it happen that quickly?
Actually, that wall was actually right outside my house. Okay. So yeah, it was It was exactly like that. I suppose when Aidan rang me to say that we were starting to flood, I very naively suggested he grab a few towels and duvets to start mopping it up, thinking it was trickling through the door, you know. And he just said, no, look, it's past that point now. You expect it to be a slow flow. There was nothing slow. The rapids we had, and I can only describe it as rapids that were flowing down our house, it was like something you'd see white water rafting on, you know. It was intense speed.
Did you have house insurance? Were you covered for this?
We did, luckily, because we'd bought our house a few months before the flooding in 2015. My understanding is anyone that bought after that would have had more trouble getting it.
Yeah.
So luckily we had it. We were underinsured, but look, we're luckier than most. So I won't complain too much about that. But our renewal has passed now in April, and we have lost our flood cover for future events. So, you know, that's an instant worry for us that we had about 70,000 worth of damage without any contents estimated in that. So I don't know where we're supposed to find that on the next occasion. So it's a big worry.
Yeah, isn't that an area where the government could take immediate action? Because I know in other countries where you have people who have these problems, there are schemes that to cover insurance for people who are uninsurable, basically. And I know in Cork City that there are schemes to cover older houses, very old houses, that you find it very difficult to get insurance on. Isn't this an area that the government could look at very quickly to come up with a way of helping people? It may be slightly more expensive, there may be conditions, all of that, but isn't it an area that there could be work done?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Immediately tell people.
Absolutely. And that's one of the big things we're highlighting as well. You know, it's done in other countries. It's done around the world. We're being told when we raise that with people that, you know, insurance companies are commercial entities and they can't be interfered with by the government. But I mean, if there's a will, there's a way.
Yeah.
It happens in plenty of other countries. There's no reason it can't happen now. We had Leo Varadkar down, you know, at the time of the flooding, promising all these humanitarian aid funds. They just didn't deliver on the ground. The scheme for humanitarian aid is very limited. It's to put your house back to a habitable condition, and habitable being the operative word. It's bare repairs, you know. It's not putting it back to the condition it was in before, and people have worked all their lives to buy the stuff that they have in their home to just have it ripped away and be expected to come up with you know, tens of thousands of euros to replace it. It's just not practical.
Yeah, well, technically you could make your garden shed habitable, but it's not going to be somewhere that a family would want to live. Yeah. You know, and I remember again around that time you had people, like, you had farmers going out with diggers, you know, or with tractors with buckets on the front, and were actually clearing drains themselves. In Glanmire, you had somebody, a guy who was out repairing a road, as I remember, who actually just basically drove really quickly across the field and took debris out of a storm drain that had been blocked for months. That's not the way to be dealing with flooding in an area that suffers flooding a lot. You can't be depending on people to kind of go and do it themselves, can you?
No, I mean it's not our area of expertise. You know, I wouldn't have the skill set to figure out how to go and do that. And I mean, it's the basics that we need the councils to do that they're not doing. I mean, just as recently as Storm Kathleen, the Monday after Storm Kathleen, there was a yellow rain warning, and we had people inundating our group with messages on Facebook of various drains around the town that were blocked, that haven't been cleared since before Storm Babette, and haven't been cleared since. And I mean, to see this flooding that we've had and those basic housekeeping jobs not being done, that's really heartbreaking for people that are being destroyed. I mean, if we can't get the basics done, what hope do we have of having a full-fledged flood relief scheme delivered in any sort of a timeline?
Yeah, and what's your life been since? I mean, I live in an old house myself. We've actually tried to do some work to it, but it's every, even, you know, without flooding, houses need constant upkeep and repair and all like that. But when a house has been badly flooded like yours has, it's extra, isn't it? There's lots of little things, and it can go on for a year or two. You need to be keep doing stuff.
Yeah. I mean, we're 6, maybe nearly 7 months on. Our house still has an awful lot of work to do, because you have to cut it out from the walls. You know, our walls are all plasterboard. They all have to get chopped from 4 foot down, replaced. I mean, even the dust and stuff of that. And obviously in the housing crisis, you have nowhere to go. You can't just go and rent the house up the road. You have to live in that. You know, your kitchen has to be ripped out. Your stairs has to be ripped out. So we're just, I'd say about 3 weeks ago, we got our couch. So we had no couch up until that point. We were living upstairs. We only had a functioning kitchen maybe in February. So up until that point, we were friends and family giving us food or eating takeaways, which obviously isn't practical either. And obviously an added cost as well. So look, we still have an awful lot of repairs to do. It's like every weekend we have is spent repairing the house, and we're trying to do as much of it as we can ourselves to reduce the costs and make the pennies stretch as far as we can. Okay. But it's exhausting. It's absolutely exhausting.
Tell us about this on what's happening on May the 18th in Middleton, and how, if people in the area, how can they get involved?
So we're going to meet in the Core Abbey car park at around 12. That's the car park down near the distillery, the Jameson Distillery. We're just going to walk up the main street and gather then in Market Green over by the fire station to just, there's going to be a couple of speeches there from people from our group, only maybe 10, 15 minutes worth of speeches. And what we're asking people to do is just turn up as many as we can get. We need it to be big. We need it to be impactful. And I will emphasise it is peaceful, 100% peaceful. We have the guards on board. We need people to come and represent their towns and villages as well, because of course it wasn't just Middleton, it was Castlemartre, Killa, Whitegate, all these places. So we want people to bring their club colours, their flags, their scarves, whatever, to represent their area, because a lot of people feel like they've been forgotten outside of the town of Middleton. We need them to bring as much as they can to make noise and just basically shout and stand up for themselves that they need help and they need it now.
And I think one important point to make as well is that if you think flooding is not going to affect you, you might want to have a look at the latest modelling for sea level rises and climate change. And
exactly,
this is something we need to take very, very seriously in Cork, because there are so many parts of Cork that are flood prone, and we need to get on board on this. So Caroline Leahy, Secretary of Middleton and East Cork Flood Protection Group, that protest is taking place on May 18th in Middleton. Thanks very much for talking to us this morning.
Thank you so much, Joe. Thank you.
Cork's 96 FM.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.